This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Everything. God, the worst.
Remember, if I said Victor Cruz, the name, not everyone's, I hate that man.
Of course. I think of him doing the salsa and him doing the Campbell's chunky soup.
And Lawrence Tynes running off the field like he was the dude that I want to snap my headphones. Mario Manningham, who eventually signed with the Niners after that.
He did.
Had big plays in that game.
Well, then the Super Bowl that year. Remember that?
The guy we drafted, Bear Pasco, had plays in that game. Like, that's how sick and how down bad I am. I remember the name Bear Pasco. A backup tight end.
That's a name.
Bear Pasco.
By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, who got their first win yesterday, 76-74, the final there. They had a buzzer beater heading into half that put them on top of the Mystics, too. That was might have been the difference in that game. And we are always live in the free Odyssey app, where you can find the Valkyries and the Warriors, and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios at Spadoni at Chaski. 1 hour down, three more to go here. We got David Sampson, 8 o'clock, former Marlins president, now of Meadowlark Media, talking all things contracts, talking networks, talking NBC. Are they now getting basketball and baseball? That's pretty crazy. Plus, speaking of baseball, Larry Bear, Giants president and CEO, joining us at 9:20. Remember, he coined the phrase of the season, don't be a stranger. And hey, low-key, Giants is, Oracle Park is popping. You see on a Wednesday yesterday, noon game?
It was.
It looked like a sellout. I know it wasn't, but it looked like one.
Did you see there was one fan that was sleeping?
Who was it?
It's actually my buddy George Borges. He got caught by the cameras.
4K?
Yeah, he got caught. Great man. Great man.
I thought you were going to say Lamont Wade at the first baseline.
Oh, well, George would have made that play. George, captain in all the basketball leagues at Olympic Club. Just everybody knows George Borges. Fully asleep in like the second row of a Giants game, and then went crazy viral. Then Bonte in the post game brought him up over and over again. Apparently, he FaceTimed him during the game and woke him up.
That's so good.
He got caught in the sun falling asleep.
Bonte will be joining us tomorrow in studio in the 9 o'clock hour. Cannot wait for that. Bonte crushing it on the pre and post game for the Giants on NBC Sports.
I'm
a lot of calls here. Richie Rich, okay. Eric JC.
I'm a sick man. I'm telling you this, and I mean this with all my heart. There are certain games that once you have them happen to you, you recognize and acknowledge the greatness of someone else, and you go, I can never, like, I hate you, but I can't, like, dog you. Kyrie Irving, after that 2016 finals, the finishes he had around the rim, everything. I walked away from that finals going, Kyrie's one of the best players I've ever seen in my life. Yep. Right? Just period. Like, I hate him, but, like, I respect him. Eli Manning in the 2011 NFC Championship game evaded sacks by throwing the ball away. It was one of the greatest performances I have ever seen from a quarterback under crazy duress. They should have sacked that man 1,000 times in that game. Alden Smith, Justin Smith, Ray McDonald, Ahmed Brooks, Navarro Bowman, Patrick Willis, our front seven demolished them. And we couldn't sack that man.
No.
And I'll go to my deathbed saying that Ahmed Brooks and Navarro Bowman ripped the ball out of Ahmed Bradshaw's hands in the flat, and that play was blown early. It's one of the worst games of all time. And Kyle Williams on the sideline. Nah, it didn't hit me, dog. This is the pre-internet. Everything's on your phone. There was no Wi-Fi at Candlestick, and we're like scrolling the early infancy of Twitter. Can I see a replay? There's no replay of that. And the old Candlestick Jumbotron wouldn't show the replay. Kyle Williams telling teammates, nah, it didn't touch me. Dog, it touched you! Not once, twice. I said, no, I was screaming from my streets. Don't even put a kick returner back there. Don't put a punt. Just get the ball back. I don't care if it lands at the one. I don't care where it lands. Just don't put anyone back there. I want to break my headphones thinking about that game. I really do. We are cursed when it comes to special teams. Cursed!
Don't worry. Got a new special teams coordinator.
It's ironic that they won via special teams, the Giants, because we beat them in the 0-2 wild card game because Troy Junkins or whatever the heck his name botched the snap on the field goal in the greatest comeback of all time. Garcia with T.O. throwing to Ty Streets. The 0-2 wild card game. It was Chalky and I think Kerry Collins. It's one of the wildest games of all time.
You say Ahmad Bradshaw, by the way. I mean, the fumble in that game. Like that wasn't called. 2014? Or not 2014, 2013 NFC Championship game?
That's
literally sticking in my mind right now. Like, I'll never. And then I think of Brandon Jacobs and that guy.
Brandon Jacobs.
Niners legend, by the way. I could not stand.
Him and Braylon Edwards.
I could not stand Brandon Jacobs at all.
Neither could Harbaugh.
I know he could.
He stayed about 5 seconds.
Eric's in Richmond. He has a hockey. He has a hockey collapse. 888-957-957. No, we're not going too long on this. This is what we talk about in sports, Joe. Soul-crushing losses, all right? We'll get to Brock Purdy. We'll get to him talking about the contract.
But why do you remember every weird detail of these, like, losses?
Because that's what we do as sports fans. This is what we live for. We love the championships. We love all those moments. But nothing brings us closer than talking about heartbreak. It's like love. Like, why do you think there's so many songs about, like, loving and losing love and all of that heartbreak? That's what we live for.
I think about all the time Shanahan running down the sidelines, firing the iPad or the Surface and calling timeout and just ready to just kill Steve Wilkes. Yeah. And Bonte going, what are we doing? Why is Bosa on the sidelines? Why is Bosa on the sidelines? Like, there's these weird details that you remember from these games.
Absolutely. Eric's in Richmond. He's been hanging on tight. He has a soul-crushing loss he wants to get into. Eric, you're on the Morning Roast. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So my soul-crushing loss is the 93 AFC Championship game between the Oilers and the Bills.
Oh, my God. Frank Reich
came in for Jim Kelly after he went down. We're winning 31-3 at halftime. Yeah, and then 35-3, I think, in the third quarter. I was like, it's in the bag. So I went and took a shower. And when I came back, it's 35-28. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And we lose that game, man. That was crazy, man. Crazy.
I knew right away, Frank Reich.
Yep, Frank Reich.
By the way, those Bills
teams. Who's now the head coach at Stanford, by the way.
I loved those Bills teams. Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed. Those teams were amazing. Bruce Smith, one of the greatest football players we never bring up.
Yeah, I think of certain football games, because football, it's just, in the playoffs, it's just one game. So it's different when, like, so the Knicks can still win the series, and they'll look back and say, man, that was a tough loss, we won the series, but in football, you're done.
Like yeah, what was the play that Lorenzo Neal was a part of?
Music City Miracle.
Music City Miracle.
Thank Tennessee
you.
Titans, yes, absolutely.
It's one of the greatest plays of all time.
Absolutely.
Everyone remembers it.
It was a forward pass, but it was still great, and they didn't, probably should have reviewed it at that point, but. I'm just saying. I love Lolo.
But that's how these
I love
things,
Lolo.
That's how these things happen, man. They're just so random.
Don't let a correct play call or a non-correct play call get in the way of a
you
good
remember,
time.
I'm telling you, remember the weirdest details in these losses.
You absolutely do. Again, I'm picturing. I remember in the 2014 AL wildcard game, the A's took the lead back in extras. Alberto Callaspo down the line.
Oh my God!
And then they blow it in the bottom. Who was it?
Wow!
Oh God, Jason Hamill. Jason Hamels. Yeah, Jason Hamill. Remember him for a hot second because he was part of that July 4th trade deal where Yoenis Cespedes goes away, goes to the Red Sox, bring Johnny Lester. You got Jason Hamill already. You had Jeff Samardzija there. You don't even use Jeff Samardzija. He was in the, like, he wasn't even suited up. Could have used him. Like, Bob Melvin is going to be synonymous with that loss for the rest of my life. I don't care what he is with the Giants, and I love you, Bob.
Really?
Yes! Yes! That's what he's going to be known for me. Who's my guy? Who was it? Not Adam Dunn? Adam Dunn, right?
Oh, yeah.
Big donkey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was his only playoff. Like, he didn't even get an appearance. That was his only
He wasn't even on the roster.
He wasn't even, like, technically on the roster that game.
It's so bizarre how we remember the oddest details.
That's it.
Like, if I'm a Cleveland sports fan, they obviously have the Kyrie thing. But what I think of all the time is Jordan over Craig Elo.
There you go.
Like, that's one of the great Jordan highlights of all time, right?
Yeah.
Almost everyone shows it, right? And it's Cleveland's, like, worst moment ever, you know, up until that point. I think about Brian Russell getting crossed over by Jordan.
Yeah.
All these seminal moments for other people's careers come at your expense.
Let's squeeze in Richie Rich in Livermore.
What's up, Richie Rich?
He has a personal loss that affects him. I love those. Richie Rich, what's up, man?
What's up, Spadoni? What's up, Shafty, my boy? Up, you man? Know this one, Shafty. So this one hurts. This one still hurts, man. So, you know, my son last year was in the ESPN Little League World Series.
Yeah.
And they worked everybody in the United States. And so we are literally three outs away from going to the World Series to play Korea. And lo and behold, the kid from Louisiana, who is 0-for-13 on the whole tournament, catches a slider and crushes it like 250 over the fence to take the lead. And we didn't recover, dude, and we lost. And that one, to see my son, I mean, he still is crushed, dude, till this day. And mind you, these Livermore boys fought every game from behind and kept winning. We're like, dude, they just keep doing it. And this one crushed them, dude. It crushed me. I still, like, look back, like, dude, they literally were three outs away from taking the United States championship and going to the World Series, man. That was tough, Shafty. Oh, my God.
Imagine being those guys 20 years from now when they all have kids and they're all sitting down and hanging out. They're going to bring that up for the rest of their lives. I still bring up this kid, Emmett, from St. Cecilia, has got a hit off of Will Grove, fifth grade, Larson Park, championship. Will couldn't throw a strike. Emmett fouled off 1,000 pitches, hit a bloop single, and we lost to St. Cecilia's. And to this day, if I see Emmett, I think about him getting a hit off Will Grove when he had no chance to get a hit. And Will, it was just, it's funny how you remember those losses when you're
always
a kid.
You always remember the tough ones. By the way, we're talking about this because the Knicks fall to the Pacers in dramatic fashion. Knicks had a 9-point lead, hanging in the final minute of regulation. They blow it, goes to overtime, they lose the game. One of the gag jobs of the century. What is your most soul-crushing loss as a sports fan? It's easy. It's an easy question, but you know what? There's a lot of them in sports. Sometimes it can be personal, like Richie Rich said right there. There are no wrong answers here. 888-957-9570. By the way, keep it to basketball. Valkyries, shout out them again, because we are your home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries right here, 95.7 The Game. And find it all on the Odyssey app, as well as the 95.7 The Game dial. Valkyries get their first win of their franchise. Of the season, but of the franchise. They're 1-1 now, 76-74 over the Washington Mystics. You had Jordan Poole courtside, you had Brandon Pajemski courtside. It was a great time. And let's play this heading out of the break. We'll come on back, take more of your calls, more of your texts. But this is how it sounded heading into break right here, 95-7 The Game. The final call for the first Valkyries win of the season. Shout them out.
4.7 to go, and they got a foul. They don't throw it ahead to Carlo Lake. He will lay it up after the buzzer, but the Valkyries win 76-74.
And the first win in Golden State Valkyries history.
Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones on the call right here on 95.7 The Game, and it's brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
Out the Thorne, driving on Citron, kicking to Burton, catches to right wing, three, it's good! Veronica Burton puts the Valkyries up 66-65, timeout! Wraparound pass into the corner and gets the Thorne for three, bingo! 69-65, and a foul! Potential four-point play for Caleb Thorne, kicks out Burton to three, Gucci! Valkyries by 7. That's 20 points for Veronica Burton. Thrown ahead DiCarlo waits. He will lay it up after the buzzer, but the Valkyries win 76-74.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
He met situation.
Oh, what's going on?
Well, Juan Soto took 8,000 pitches in a row without swinging yesterday.
Oh, God.
Something's up.
Something is up there, but you know, that's just New York sports. And you know what? It is. I'm rooting for the Knicks fans there, but not the ones that threw garbage in our guy Hans Perez, firefighter and just a great overall man.
How good is he feeling today, by the way?
Great. That guy's feeling amazing right now. So good for him and good for the Pacers. But real quick, we'll get back.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Right. We'll get.
Oh, right, he's a treasure today.
Into soul crushing losses because we got Carlos, we got J Dub, we got JC, we got Jay in the Bay. A lot of Jays wanted to join Joe and Joe here on the morning roast. But coming out of Indiana, some sad news yesterday. The Colts owner and CEO Jim Irsay passed away at the age of 65. Man, and obviously his demons have been well documented.
Substance abuse.
Yeah. Alcohol, but every single person I know that has met him and had interactions with him, they come off loving the guy. He's very personable, very caring, very kind to them. But obviously, he had his own demons, and 65 is just too young, and that's sad. That sucks.
I'm glad you brought that up. You know, like it's I had it, and I'm going to make this about myself for just a second. But like, my family's had a lot of different substance issues. I myself have had some substance abuse issues in my life that I've had to battle through. And I watched a lot of my dad's friends that struggled for many, 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 many years all pass in their 50s and into their early 60s. And it's just too young. But I would say to anybody out there that is struggling, it's freaking hard. It really is. But you have people that love you and care about you. And if you can, do everything you can to try to get the help required. Because I do believe it's a disease to a degree. And you need to get the help that is required so that you can try to salvage your life. Because the older you get, the harder it is to recover from those things. And it's like a piano on your chest. And so for him to pass away, people are going to look at them and go, 65, wow, that's way too young. I've seen people dying in their 40s and 50s that were my dad's friends that struggled for many, many years. I saw my dad die in his mid-60s, you know? And so, and my dad's was heart-related, but, you know, he had his own struggles with stuff. And so as we talk about the Irsay passing, I think it's an opportunity for those that are struggling, that are listening to me right now. Like, today's the day. Today's the day where you can hopefully turn your life around.
Yeah.
My goal is to live to be 100. That is my goal. I say it all the time. My goal is to live to be 100. I had my first half a beer last night in like over a year. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody. I'm not trying to shame anyone into anything. What? I am saying that I am living proof that you can change your life. And today can be day one for you. And so if you're out there listening and you hear this, like, I love you. I'm pulling for you. There are people around you that will help you. Go out, find that help. It starts today.
That is very well said. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text. By the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. There's a lot to get into today. Big conversations around Jimmy Butler, of course. I think we've you know, taken some time here, and we'll get back to the soul-crushing losses, your calls in a second, I promise. We'll get into Jimmy Butler as, you know, the Robin to Steph's Batman. Is that good enough going forward? Because we've had some time to breathe and just assess the overall Jimmy Butler experience. I think overall it was a net positive, but there's some concerns from a lot of fans going forward here. Are there still concerns, though, about Brock Purdy and his contract? We'll get to that.
I have an apology to issue.
Okay. Oh, that's big.
Yeah, so let's say about 30 minutes, yeah. I will issue an apology.
Okay, and we'll see.
Regarding the Niners and Purdy.
I'm going to accept it or not on Brock's behalf, so we'll get into that. And Brock spoke to the media yesterday, and we'll hear his thoughts. Kurt Warner spoke with Willard and Dibbs this week on Brock Purdy and him going forward. There's a lot to get into in the NFL front there. By the way, as we mentioned yesterday, the tush push is here to stay, and I guess Jed York was getting a little tired of Jeffrey Lurie and the Philadelphia Eagles filibustering.
That's my owner.
That's your owner?
Yeah, Jed York stood up in front of the crowd.
You sound like DMX there for a second. That's my owner.
No.
Rough Riders.
I come to you tired and weak. I come to you looking for hunger. And you bring food. Like, that's, I love DMX.
All right,
look, if I was a rapper, I'd have been a DMX-style rapper, more Tupac DMX. I lean more passion.
Okay, not as much Biggie, but the flows, stuff like that, more passion. Than like
my dog said,
But speaking of dogs, there's a lot of dogs right there. With the Golden State Valkyries, they showed some dog in them, some fight. They got a win, their first ever win in the history of their franchise, 76-74 of the Washington
nice
Mystics.
Purple flag here I'm going to steal.
Dude, no, can we put that up here?
Yeah, I want to put this behind me.
I love the Dubs. Can we put that on instead?
I actually got a phone call from my buddy Zach yesterday. I was on my way out the door going to a softball game. He goes, I got two tickets to the Valkyries. I'm a season ticket holder. Would you want to go to the game? I go, hey, bro, I can't go to the game tonight, but I am going to call you up. I want these tickets.
Hell yeah.
Me and my mother-in-law, my son, my wife, we are dying to go.
And then we can go to a Roots game. How about that?
I like it.
Let's go. All of it. Valkyries, Roots, all of it right here.
I saw a guy wearing a Ballers hat yesterday.
Ballers?
Yeah, the green Ballers hat.
See, shot collar?
Ballers. Yeah.
Let's go. JC Hayward, speaking of Ballers, JC and Hayward.
What's up,
Ballers.
JC?
What you got? What's that soul-crushing loss that sticks with you, JC? JC?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's up, man? What you got?
Hello.
Yeah, you're on.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I'm a little younger than you guys, but in 2014, I was 12 years old, Oakland Athletics against Kansas City Royals, wild card game. If I'm not mistaken, we were up 8-0 in the seventh inning. And my mom told me I cried after that game. I stopped up Perez hit the walk-off double, but that one just hurt me. We were great that year. I thought, and we could have gone to the World Series and beat the Giants. I know you're a Giants fan and all that, but you know what I'm saying. Royals went there. We would have won it. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. I do not believe they were up 8-0 in that game. Brandon Moss did have a 3-run jack. I want to say their largest lead at one point was either 3 or 5. Again, that was 11 years ago. So let's see. A's scored 2 runs in the first, then the Royals, and then, okay, so they were up 7-3. So they had a 4-run lead was their highest there.
Okay.
So 4-run lead, and that's heading into the seventh. And then to the eighth, they also had a 4-run lead, and that's when the wheels came off. 3 runs, and then the bottom of the ninth, and then all of a sudden we're in extra innings, and then the A's take another lead, which makes it worse.
Yes.
When you blow the lead and then get the lead back and then blow it again, that's just sticking the knife and twisting it into a fan base. And yeah, so it wasn't an 8-0 lead. They had a 4-run lead for most of it until the eighth inning, and then the wheels fell off, and you couldn't throw to first base. And it was over. And that sucked as an A's fan. And that's one that's never – I'm never going to get over it. I am never going to get over it. And it felt like since that point they could never win a wild card game again. I know they had the COVID year where they technically got out of the wild card hump because they beat the White Sox in the bubble, if you will, at the Coliseum. They had all the fake fans in the stands. And then they ended up playing the Houston Astros and the Dodgers Stadium, remember, it was so weird. Uh-huh. It was like at Chavez Ravine, and the balls were flying everywhere. Everyone's hitting home runs, but they couldn't get over the hump there. I think Marcus Semien had an error, and then the wheels came off there. And that felt like that was the last real, like, legit shot for an Oakland A's team, because they had everyone, right? They had Semien balling. Matt Olson was balling. Matt Chapman, Mark Hanna. They had everyone playing well there, and they just couldn't get it done. And it was unfortunate, and now it's the Sacramento Vegas A's of wherever the hell they're from. So, yeah, that is a lasting image for A's fans. Or, if you even go way back, Derek Jeter. And, as you've mentioned, Jeremy Giambi, obviously another guy. Rest in peace there. Some tough losses at the A's, and I've already mentioned 1988. Game one, A's Dodgers walk-off Dennis Eckersley. Probably one of the most famous home runs, maybe the most famous home run in the history of baseball. It's up there.
Well, outside the where the Bay points, it's a still photo. There's no, there's like not like an image that sticks out video wise. There's the catch from Willie Mays. Like, so I'm talking about video picture moments in baseball. That is one of them. The home run by Kirk Gibson, pumping his fist as he's coming around the base.
And then obviously it felt like it was reminiscent last year in game one of the World Series when, who did it? Freddie Freeman hit the walk-off over Nestor Cortez. But the phrase you think of with Kirk Gibson, with Vin Scully, in a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened. Like, that's an incredible call from Vin Scully. That was 1988, obviously. Just one of the great calls ever. And I think, who was it?
Performance enhancers.
What?
Well, I mean, he wouldn't have played in the game if he didn't get shot up.
I mean, that's... In 1988?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they were doing it.
Great. Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire were on the other side. What are we talking about here?
I hate the Dodgers. Let me hate them.
I thought you were saying that Vince Scully was on performance enhancers.
Well, that's like, Vin on that, too.
Yeah. Well, Vin was on the call in 1981 49er, the catch game.
He was, see? So we got love here for Vince Scully. Absolutely.
Oh, I mean, I love Vince Scully.
Absolutely.
I hate the Dodgers.
Famous redheads.
Thank you, Sam.
I mean, you're talking about Dodger losses. The game five against the Giants tied 1-1. Late in the game, and Bellinger gets the hit, and it's going to stick in my head forever.
Oh, you were actually there. You were a meme. You were on TV.
Bellinger was 0 for the season, okay? The
guy was so bad.
He looked like he'd been popping pills for months on end. He was so malnourished, and he was awful, and they just could not go strike
him. Why does it always go back to drugs with you?
Bellinger's
eyes look like he's perpetually like, yes, that he's taking a bong rip.
Bellinger looked so malnourished that game.
Remember in that season, Dave Fleming, our guy who joined us yesterday, had the call of
Bellinger's so high.
He throws it so high.
It's still in the Garlic Fries and Baseball guys intro, that
is
call.
It? Logan.
Logan. Who was the guy? Longoria hit the home run in the windy, windy, windy game down in L.A. Was that game three?
Yeah, I think so.
God, what a series.
It was an incredible
Buster's
series.
Home run, first inning of that is one of the great Buster moments of all time.
It was great. Carlos Alameda wants to join in the conversation. Carlos, what's up, man?
What's that
soul-crushing loss that sticks with you?
Oh, man. For me, it was back in October of 2007 when my Cal Golden Bears were number two in the country, and LSU just lost in they were number one, if I remember correctly, in triple overtime, and it was there for the taking. And just this horrible Kevin Riley scramble, which I was a teacher back then, and I remember my students thinking I was in mourning for a week, and I just had to wave it off and say, nah, it's just college football. But, yeah, that one hurt, y'all.
Tough. That's a tough scene. Cal had some moments there where if things went their way, right, against USC.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I was sobbing after that happened.
Oh, no.
Like, sobbing.
I was despondent, too, after that one.
If I say Cal, early 2000s, the name that comes to my mind is Mac Brown campaigning for them to be in the Rose Bowl over Cal. Does anyone remember that?
Mm-hmm. Did you hear Mac Brown yesterday just taking shots at Belichick and UNC, obviously former head coach there?
Well, I didn't.
No. Mac Brown saying that UNC is now lowering the academic standards as soon as Bill Belichick got there so they can get more recruits.
Newsflash, Mac Brown, of all the people that I want to hear from regarding education and standards, give me a break.
More like Whack Brown.
Thank you. College sports has been a joke for a...
I was going to say, is University of North Carolina, again, I'm not well-versed.
Jason Kidd went to Cal for 5 seconds.
Are they like a legit academic institution? I know Duke is. UNC, I don't think of like
it's a safety school.
Yeah, come on, please. Like, come on.
What?
A safety school?
It's a what?
The safety school.
Oh, is that
it's
the
a
one
school
you know you're going
to
get into?
Yeah, like for me, Florida State was my safety school. People go to Duke, UNC is their safety school.
I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, no, that's usually the junior college.
Remember, I didn't go to college.
Everyone. That's all right.
You know?
You're living proof that you don't need to go to college.
Well,
it's a pathway for some.
I recommend it.
It's not a pathway for everyone.
I would agree there.
There you go. Jay is in the Bay. What's that worst loss for you, Jay? Good morning.
Good morning, y'all, man. Hey, good morning. Hey, so for me, it was is losing back-to-back years with your guys' pitcher, Justin Verlander. I remember being there. I didn't get to the 2012, but the 2013 I was there, and Grant Balfour came onto the mound, and it was just like this depressing feeling watching him walk. And I just knew it was over. And, I'd have to say that's why up there is the most heartbreaking one.
Hey, that's not a bad one. Justin Verlander is synonymous with the Bay Area forever in multiple reasons. On one side of the Bay, he is the A's version that the Niners think of Patrick Mahomes. That's Justin Verlander for A's fans.
Yeah.
He killed him. That was peak Verlander, too. He's insane. You just could not touch the guy. Uh-huh. Game 5, he was that great. And credit, I think in the Game 5, he might have been going, what was that, in 2013, was that against Sonny Gray? I want to say it was a rookie. Sonny Gray was in one of them, and he was equally as good. But again, there's levels to this, and Justin Verlander might be the greatest pitcher of his generation. I think it's him and Clayton Kershaw. As far as my money, I'm probably taking Verlander because of what he did later in his career with the Houston Astros. But yeah, I'm not mad at you for saying that. Back-to-back years, 2012 and 2013, Justin Verlander ending the A's season. It was tough. But also, I go back to, what was it? Was it Game 3 in the ALDS in 2013 when you're up 2-0 already and you had the bases loaded against Scherzer and you couldn't get a run in? No outs? That's where you lost the series when you go back to. Like, that's the one for me that was a very, very tough
one. So I'm going to give you one of the worst losses of the Curry era that no one ever brings up except me. They knock off the Denver Nuggets, and Iguodala's on the Nuggets. It's their first playoff run with that group. You have a 20-year-old Harrison Barnes, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry's becoming Steph Curry, Jared Jack's on the team, Carl Landry. Game 1, Spurs-Warriors, second round. They've got like an 18-point lead with like 5 minutes to go. And Manu Ginobili goes freaking nuclear. Mm. Richard Jefferson gets fouled. He's on the Warriors. Splits or misses both free throws. It goes to double overtime. And Manu hits a shot with like a second left on the clock over Kent Bazemore.
Damn.
And I swear to you, in my heart of hearts, we win that game, we win the series. That team went on to, I believe, win the championship that year.
I found out the game that we're referring to. So the 2013 Game 5 ALDS, it was Sonny Gray went 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs. Remember, he was a rookie that year. Sonny Gray was so... He's still so underrated as far as I'm concerned. He was one of the guys I wanted the Giants to go after when he was up for free agency. But Sonny Gray, as a rookie, going up against Justin Verlander. Verlander went 8 innings, 2 hits, 10 Ks, 1 walk. You know who the closer was for Detroit?
Who?
Joaquin Benoit.
Wow.
You haven't heard of that name in a minute, have
no.
you?
No.
Or remember who else was on that Detroit Tigers team? Al Albuquerque?
Albuquerque.
Who was playing for 10, 15 teams, it felt like. Who was that? Delmon Young. Remember that? Johnny Peralta.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that team was good. Well, of course, Giants fans know him because they beat him in the year prior, in the 2012 season. So there you go.
I'm telling you, that Spurs loss, I sound insane.
No, that I remember watching it. I was rooting hard for the Warriors then, too. Couldn't stand the Spurs. Could not stand them.
Curry had 40. It had to have 40 in that game.
Had to.
I just look that up. Someone look at Game 1, 2013. The second round, the semis.
Did you feel better about the Spurs choking that series away in, what was it, Game 6 against the Heat?
No, I thought we would have, honest to God, I think we would have played the Heatles. I thought we could have won it all that year.
I don't know if you're being the Heatles that year.
No. Like, I'm not saying
that. But you felt like it as
yes.
a fan. Yeah. Yeah.
That was our team. That team was ridiculous. Jared Jack was such a great backup player, and Carl Landry was so fun. That team was years ahead of its like pacing.
So you're like Ginobili in that game, that's the guy that you're looking at?
Ginobili, G-snap. Ginobili!
Ginobili, right?
Dude.
Sports villains.
That was where the whole Tim Roy... The Black Falcon flies high for the dunk. That's where the whole thing started. He was 19 years old and had like 20 points or 19 great. Or whatever. And
yeah.
God, I thought that team was the team.
UNC, by the way. There you go. Shout out to the education. Sports villains who haunts you is also a good one to tie into this because right now, Knicks fans are having flashbacks of Reggie Miller, who was on the call for TNT courtside, pointing at Halliburton when Reggie. The game was over. Reggie. So twisting the knife even more.
I told you, I was a Knicks fan, I wanted Reggie off the broadcast.
I feel you on that. It's fine.
Now you feel me.
Well, no, I feel you if you're a Knicks fan. I don't really care. I'm a fan that does. I don't have allegiance one way or the other on this, but I understand where Knicks fans are feeling. That's just the nature of the business. Like, people are always going to feel like if Troy Aikman calls a Cowboys game, oh, he's slanted towards Cowboys. Actually, it's the opposite. I feel like Troy crushes the Cowboys even more than the actual, like, normal broadcasters would, because he's that hard on his own team. But I feel like Knicks fans saw Tyrese Halliburton do the choke sign. They're having flashbacks.
Oh, for sure.
So sports villains I want to get at, too. Who is your sports villain as Knicks fans are feeling like that towards Halliburton? Like, I was just talking about Verlander.
Jim Burt. You don't even know the name, do you?
I know the name.
New York Giants almost killed Joe Montana.
Yeah.
One of the first people I despised.
That's a good one.
Despised. And then became a Niner.
You mentioned Mahomes, right? Like, probably that's one for
He's one of the greatest villains ever, and I hate him.
And, like, villain doesn't always have to be the best player. Doesn't always have to be the best player. Like Dylan Brooks, I don't know if he's a villain, per se. I know it's his nickname, Dylan the Villain.
Well,
but, like, people came out of that hating. Shingun, people are hate. Warriors fans hate Shingun.
Tommy Lasorda, I've said this 1,000 times, is one of the greatest villains of all time.
There you go.
Hate his guts.
Well, wasn't one of the greatest parents of all time.
He's a bigot.
There you go. 888-957-9570. We're talking soul-crushing losses, but we can also tie sports villains in there. For me, if you're an A's fan, Justin Verlander absolutely is in the top for you. J-Dub is in Union City. He has a game that is soul-crushing for him. J-Dub, what's up, man?
Give it to me.
What's up, man? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, fellas. Good morning. How we doing?
Just living. It's Memorial Day weekend, dude.
It's just been beautiful.
I've been vacationing since yesterday at 10 a.m. in my mind.
Mailing it in, I love it. Y'all are talking about this conversation, and one thing it made me thought of, because I know you asked the next question about villains, the Bay Area has kind of been a villain for me in general. Because, you know, there was the NFC Championship, Falcons Niners, yeah. I had to live through that.
Yeah.
There's the Brooks Conrad game, right, the Giants and Braves.
I'll never forget that.
I had to go through that one, too. Because, Seth, you said something, right, about, like, no one has knocked at the door more. Right, than the Bay Area. No one's knocked harder than Atlanta sports, right? No. And I say that in terms of 28-3. I'm always going to have to live that one down.
You guys just won the World Series a couple of years ago, didn't you?
Yeah. Do you know how many other close losses I've had?
Yeah, but you won a title.
Lost. Dude, the Braves are synonymous with losing in the playoffs than they are winning. For me,
Jock Peterson, Pearls.
You know why I hate your Braves? The Fred McGriff trade, 1993. Like, you're talking about villains. That's the guy I think of.
Yep, exactly. And so I just want to say the story real quick, because I remember, so 28-3, right, the Super Bowl. I was actually, my mom asked me if I wanted to go to that game, and I couldn't go because I was training at that point, trying to go to the NFL, right? So I was still here in the Bay and all that. So they went to a watch party in Atlanta, and they were celebrating. Everyone's having a good time. I was on, you know, I was sitting there like, nope, I don't care what the lead is. I'm not celebrating. I'm nervous. And then one of my friends, he actually hit a group chat. He was just like, all right, time to plan parade. Where are we going? I was like,
oh, no,
that's going to do it. That's going to do it. So obviously, you know, we lose. And then my dad, he's the ultimate optimist in the family. He texted me after the game. He's like, yep, well, you know, the sun comes out tomorrow. I remember waking up the next morning, it was cloudy. and so I was like, all right, nope, there's nothing good going on today. So I just wanted to tell you all that story.
Jay, do you and other Falcon fans blame Shanahan for that Super Bowl loss, or Dan Quinn, or is there something else?
So I'm going to use a term that you use. There's a pie chart of culpability.
Shanahan is absolutely
on the pie chart. He is absolutely on it.
J-Dub, thank you. Falcons definitely are synonymous with soul-crushing. That is the game that solidified to me Tom Brady being the GOAT, was that 28-3 comeback. That's the greatest comeback still from a team I've ever seen in my life. Again, all great comebacks are equally great collapses on the opposite end. But that was... Everyone said the game was over. We all thought the game was over.
For a couple years, you have to think about this now. The Falcons, in successive seasons. Yeah, whatever it is. Okay. There was the final play at Candlestick, the Navarro Bowman pick six.
Pick at the stick.
Which got them into the playoffs. And then the year before, Bowman batted down a ball to Tony Gonzalez. They were up 17-3 in that NFC Championship game. 17-3. The Niners fumbled on the goal line. I believe Michael Crabtree fumbled on the goal line. And Frank Gore did the dirty bird. It was one of the greatest Niner games of all time.
Was the running back Michael Turner?
Michael Turner.
Yeah, Tony Gonzalez, you mentioned him. Roddy White was sick there. Roddy White is so underrated. He was so damn good.
Thomas Dekeu from Cal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Julio Jones wasn't there yet for that one. I don't want to say.
I don't think so.
I don't think he was quite there yet. But obviously in that other run, the 28-3, Julio was so teams. I thought once Julio got that catch late in the fourth quarter, the game was over. But he went out of bounds. They got the penalty. They get the ball back. The rest was history there. Sports, man.
It's like OG Anunoby not dunking that ball.
There you go. So for, I think, a lot of Falcons fans, probably now you're looking at, you know, Tom Brady. Or, like, see, it's such a cop-out to say Kyle Shanahan's, like, the villain for you. It's like, stop. Stop it. Stop blaming the offensive coordinator that got you all those points to begin with. Stop someone on defense. How about that?
Yeah.
There you go. Willie's in Pacifica. He wants to join the conversation. Willie, what's that soul-crushing loss for you?
Good morning. I can't remember the year, but at one point in college football, Fresno State was ranked number 5. They were undefeated. They looked like a serious national title contender. And then USC and Reggie Bush come into town. And I think Reggie Bush ran for like 500 yards, 5 or 6 touchdowns. And I really thought Fresno State could have gone to the, you know, national college football game that year. But that was pretty soul crushing for me because I loved that program. They were so good for so long.
It was a 50-42 game, USC Fresno State, 2005. Reggie Bush ran for 294 yards.
Oh, right here. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'll never forget watching that game with Rocco, my boy Rocco. That USC team, I contend, is one of the greatest college football teams ever. I know that Miami has much. Dwayne Jarrett, they were just, that team was ridiculous.
It was so
ridiculous.
I still put, they're on the short list of the greatest college. There's like 5 or 6 you want to say. I know Sam's going to go to his 01 Miami Hurricanes or the whole early 2000s. They were stacked. You could go to the LSU Tigers of a few years ago, Joe Burrow. That, you look back, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, might be the greatest offense we've ever seen. Those are 3 potential Hall of Famers I just named right then and there. But that USC team with Reggie Bush, I just look at Reggie Bush as a player like today would just dominate. He'd be so perfect for today's game. Would he not be? With all the rules predicated towards offense, in a Kyle Shanahan type of offense, that would be perfect. Right? Could you imagine that?
I thought Reggie Bush was going to be one of the greatest football players ever.
And he still had a good career.
I was convinced he was going to be that good.
I still think he had a pretty good career.
And the Niners lost the Bush Bowl. Well, technically, they won the game, but they lost out on the opportunity to draft number one. Go back to the season that happened, 2005.
Right.
They won a game at the end of the year. They had no business winning, and instead of being able to draft number one overall, I believe it was Mario Williams, they ended up having to get Vernon Davis at the sixth pick. They had beat the Texans at the end of the year, and the Texans got the number one overall pick. I was at that game. It was called the Bush Bowl. That's what we called it.
Yep.
Because we wanted to win. We wanted to have Reggie Bush. Now remember, we had Alex Smith.
Yep.
Reggie Bush and Alex played high school football together in San Diego.
Yep.
God, the Niners. I was convinced Darnell Bing from USC was going to be Ronnie Lott.
Darnell Bing, fight on. By the way, so his career, he played 10 years.
I also
years.
Wanted Pete Carroll to be coach.
10 years. You could have, you know, he's still coaching. By
one
the
of
way.
His final plays was Reggie as a Niner at the Edward Jones James Dome or whatever in St. Louis, and they had a tarp on the field, and he went out of bounds and slid and fell on the tarp and tore his ACL and was out for the year.
Damn. It's crazy. It's crazy how things happen like that. 5,500 rushing yards in his career, 3,500 receiving yards, 58 total touchdowns for Reggie Bush. He was a first-team All-Pro once, obviously won a Super Bowl with the Saints.
Great I know, return in that game.
He was. No, again, return yards, almost 1,000. Like, he had a good career. I don't think he lived up to being the number two overall pick, but you know what? You're a first-team All-Pro once, you won a Super Bowl, you got a Heisman Trophy. I still contend he might be the greatest college football player of all time. Just he's on that short list. He's that good.
And he played in one of the greatest college football games ever against Vince Young. Where it's like, can somebody please like spy him?
But let's go.
That was one of the best football.
Let's go to
games.
Of all time.
Let's go 100%. To Lendale White though instead. Like, come on.
Reggie was on the sidelines. On the side. He's the most explosive player. Even if you're not going to give it to him, he was on the sideline. They had no business being in Notre Dame, by the way. There was like a 4th and 8.
It was the Bush. Remember? Talking about not the Tush Bush, but the Bush.
Which
that was illegal then. You weren't allowed to do that then. They didn't call it.
Was Samardzija on that Notre Dame team?
He might have been. Was Brady Quinn there too? Was that Brady Quinn?
Brady Quinn or Jimmy Clausen?
There you go. Oh, Mel Kiper's guy right there. By the way,
Charlie Weiss.
We got David Sampson coming up in 13 minutes. David Sampson, former president of the Marlins. And Joe, why are we having David Sampson on?
Well, so many things are happening in sports financially. So like the Brock Purdy contract, right? You hear about this guaranteed money on the day it comes out. And I've actually got to apologize a little because now that the money is being disclosed and how the money is structured and all of the different opt-outs with the 49er contract, what was reported is not what is true. And it really looks like a 2-year, $115 million guaranteed deal where it's kind of a prove it after 2 years for the Niners and Brock Purdy. It actually reminds me a lot of the Colin Kaepernick deal where you have all these opt-outs every April 1, right? So he gets a lot of money that's kind of back pay and then pay for the next 2 years. I want David to explain why these contracts being structured the way they are beneficial for the league, for the player, for the team, etc. And then number two, the Niners sold a big portion of their team. Why does that matter for a fan? How does that help a fan? What does that mean to the bottom line of the Niners? Because you hear about it. Hey, the Niners sold and they made like $900 million. And what are they going to do with this money? Like, what does that actually mean? You know, what does that mean? David understands it because he ran the Marlins forever. And he really understands TV contracts, MLB contracts, NFL contracts. And then when you sell off a portion of your team, how does that benefit the fans?
So we'll get into that with David Sampson coming up in 11 minutes, former Marlins president and now works with Meadowlark Media, Dan Lebatard and company there. Plus, Larry Bear joining us at 9:20, San Francisco Giants CEO and president. Talk to Larry, who said it, coined the phrase of the season for the Giants, don't be a stranger, and the Giants fans have not been strangers. They have been filling out that ballpark. It has looked spectacular. They were getting kind of blown out in that game yesterday. No one was leaving. They were hanging out. It was a beautiful day. No. It was a Wednesday. Just enjoy the sun. It was awesome. Even in a loss, you know what? There's some positives to take away from it, and that was one of them.
Do you guys agree with me? Is that the greatest college football game ever? USC versus Texas?
Probably.
In my life?
Absolutely.
Recently, there has to be someone.
Ohio State versus Miami was a good.
Was it the first Clemson one over Alabama where Sean got that touchdown right at the end? That was up there
as well.
Wasn't
that Levi's?
No, that was
a blowout.
That was the second
that was
one.
Yeah, that was the blowout.
You're right, that was the blowout.
I remember because
I think that one was in Tampa. I think.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys remember Ohio State, Chris Gamble, and Miami? Does anyone remember that?
No, I do not remember that one.
I try not to.
Maurice Claret was so sick.
Game.
So sick.
I mean, if we're being real, there should not have been a flag at the end of that game.
You still feeling salty about that, Sammy? Yeah.
We're talking about losses that still haunt us. So
well,
yes,
give it to me then. That's that Jayla one for
Sal's
you.
DJ Williams was so sick on Miami. Those Miami teams, I was convinced could beat the Niners. I'm talking about those 02, 03, 01 Miami teams. If they face the 04 Niners, and I asked that question to Frank Gore, and he thought I was crazy. And I'm dead serious. I think they could have.
Hold on, I have the drop. I have
huh?
Yeah, he did the huh. Where is it at? Right here.
I said,
I think that was a guess moment of the year.
So what was the question?
I said, hey, do you think one version, the best version, of those 01, 02 Miami Hurricanes could have beaten the 04, 05 Niners, that rookie team that you were on?
Huh?
Yeah, he's like, stop. There's levels to this, Joe. I hate when we do that every year. Oh, could Alabama beat the Jacksonville Jaguars? They have grown men.
Joe, it was Andre Johnson, Reggie Wayne, okay? Winslow and Shockey.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Okay, that's with Clint Portis, McGahee, and Gore. All right?
That's insane.
But shouldn't that tell you all you need to know? Frank Gore was playing with all those guys and even said, hell no. Like, that tells you
well,
all.
Well, remember, the reason for his answer is he talked about in the trenches, the offensive and defensive exactly. lines, that would be the edge. Now, if you did like a 7-on-7, sure, I think
flag
that's a different
football.
Story.
Yeah, if you did flag
there we go,
football.
Flag football, yeah.
Dude, they had Ed Reed, Mike Rump, and Sean Taylor, Philip Buchanan. That team was Jonathan Ville. Oh, my God.
Oh, I got
Vince
one.
Vince Wilfork?
I got one. It's not they made the greatest, but we referenced it yesterday. It was Alabama. It was 2017, Alabama-Georgia. Tua coming in at
that's
halftime and saving Alabama's chance.
I still think I'm taking Texas-USC.
That's fine. I'm just
the Rose
you
Bowl?
Asked. You
and
asked.
To win that way?
I know.
Where he runs into the end zone and, like, all the confetti?
But bigger part was, like, USC was so dominant at that point. No one gave them a chance.
Well, they're going for the three-peat.
And Vince, look. Vince Young was so sick.
Damn.
Vince Young was so sick. I also was convinced he was going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback because that rookie year with the Titans, he was sick.
On a field of Adonis.
Talking about stacked teams, too, that the Tua, Judy, Devontae Smith, all Ruggs, all those guys, Josh Jacobs. I know these all.
Was Derrick Henry on that team?
I don't think. Najee. No, Najee was. Wow. Derrick Henry wasn't.
17 LSU, dude.
Yeah, no, that's the Joe Burrow. That's Jamar Chase. That's Justin Jefferson.
Yeah,
stacked,
it's one of the greatest teams ever.
Stacked.
It's one of the greatest.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
2019, sorry.
2019, that's right. Because 2017.
Imagine that. Yeah. You get Justin Jefferson.
Jamar Chase.
And Jamar Chase. Well, that's like Thurman Thomas and Barry Sanders at Oklahoma State.
It's unbelievable.
That's like, you can't even like fathom that.
It's insane. We got time for one more. No. It says, do not take this one. I'm not going to take that one, whatever that means. 888-957-9570. Is the number. It's okay, Sam. Don't worry about it. We got David Stanson coming up in about 7 minutes. And we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed, here in San Francisco. We're celebrating the Valkyries and their win, their inaugural win of the franchise over the Washington Mystics yesterday as Jordan Poole was courtside. He's wearing red.
Money time!
And Brandon Pachemski was there. Pods has been everywhere. You've seen a lot of Pods, by the
Will
way.
They get along. On the floor together? I don't know. Pods like this to the ref. JP's going, money time, pointing to his veins.
I mean, Warriors fans.
No one playing defense.
I mean,
just no defense being played whatsoever.
Warriors fans are still trying to blame one of those guys for all the losses out of the community the last couple of years. With that being said, let's hit the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
All right. Justin Verlander, who we've been talking about a lot, well, he's headed to the IL. The Giants announced that Verlander will miss his next two starts at least due to a pectoral injury. Verlander is confident that he will miss the minimum amount of time on the injured list. He described himself as being borderline able to pitch yesterday, but agreed it was better for his health and the team to not risk pitching through the injury at this point in the season. Giants have yet to formally announce who will fill Verlander's next start this weekend in Washington. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Let's Go Bump the Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's former Marlins president David Samsom, who now works with Metal Lark Media with Dan Le Batard, talking Brock Purdy contracts, contracts in sports as a whole. And some of these new NBA deals / MLB deals going on, is NBC going to take over baseball and basketball? We'll get into that next with David Samsom right here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.